Ollie, Bows next Friday night. I'm sure you're glad to get up and run. How are you fixed for that?
Probably only time will tell, Charmel, but certainly, you know, the game is in doubt as regards their participation in the Iron Brew Cup. And look, we're just delighted to get the game finalised and to get up and running, because the sooner we get started, win, lose, or draw, I think Charmel the better, because, you know, it's been a tough off-season, as they all are. But look, come Friday week, at least whatever happens, we'll enjoy it maybe a little bit more than the off-season.
Right. And it's a new-look squad, Ollie. There are new faces in there. Can we expect to see some of them make their debuts next Friday night? How many of them are actually available for you?
Well, with most of them, you know, are registered and cleared. We have a couple that are injured of the lads that were there and the newer lads. And only time will tell whether they are ready for tomorrow week or not. Like, but look, we've at the moment, you know, a fair number, isn't that? We've 18 senior players and we have 6 of the underage sides in with us. So numbers wise, yeah, we're okay. But numbers can quickly, you know, dwindle when you've got 2 games a week, a lot of the weeks that we have.
Right. So you're happy with those that have come in, Ollie, but, you know, would you be looking to add more, or is that squad big enough for you?
We're always looking to add more, but, you know, there would be restraints as well as regards how many you can take in, obviously, as regards, you know, giving lads a contract. There's only so many of them you can give out, but we're always on the lookout for 1 or 2, and whether they materialise or not, the days are running out, to put it that way to you. So we have what we have, and we'll probably sink or swim with that.
Right, and Raphael Crataro, I would suggest, is probably the best known of the new additions. What kind of role do you see him having, Ollie? Is he going to be a 90 minutes a week man, or is he going to be more in the Paddy McCourt role, bringing more than just his football ability, but his experience and all that goes with that?
Well, I think Raph will take everything with him. He's a great lad. You know, I tried to get him probably for the last 6 years and I couldn't get him, and he wants to play, and that's why he's here, like. But he's, yeah, he certainly will bring more than just his football ability. Like, he's a great head in him, and a great lad, but we need that, and we need his experience and others, you know, to try and get us through the 36 games that we've had. But no, he's here first and foremost as a player, and yeah, he'll play a major part on the field. And hopefully he'll throw in his supplements worth off the field as well.
Yeah, it's not an easy start either. Bows away from home, Dundalk at home, St. Pat's away. 3 big names in your first 3 matches.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, what game is an easy game? I mean, probably the only easy game people have in that league are probably lining us up, to put it that way, to you know. Like, so there's no easy game in it. Yeah, without doubt, you've got Bows away. I mean, ironically, the last game in the Premier Division that we played 2 years ago was in Dalymount. We were already relegated 2 days previous, or 3 days previous. So it's nice to be back in it and going to Dalymount. But we've had a poor record up there in recent years. And then you go into Dundalk and Pats, who without doubt will be in the top 4 with Harry Kenny has strengthened in Pats, and obviously Dundalk with what they have and what they've added to. But look, we're looking at Bows tomorrow week, and that itself will take with it huge difficulties.
Right. And what are your aspirations then, Ollie, for this season? I mean, this time last year, you were saying how difficult it was going to be to finish in the top 4 in Division 1.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you're back in the Premiership. I mean, you know, do you look at clubs across the water and say you could possibly do a Wolves this year and get off to a good start and maybe settle in up, or is it right. Is it going to be a lot more difficult than that?
I don't know where you were before here. No, obviously not. There's, you know, we have what we have financially, and that's it. You know, we can't make money, and if there's somebody out there that wants to give us a dig out, and maybe we can attract, maybe, you know, players of maybe more experience than what we have. We'll be in the bottom half of the table without a doubt. Where in that bottom half, we don't know. You know, if it's the playoff, we'll probably take them with open arms. We were delighted to get the playoff last year, albeit through a different medium. And I don't see a whole lot wrong if it's the playoff through this medium. I mean, we're looking at the Premier Division, how strong it is with 10 teams in it. And you're then looking at the First Division, which also is as strong as what we left behind. And we're not quite sure which is the easy way to get up or stay up, because both would have been hugely difficult. But look, we're a lot happier going to Bohemians on Friday week than we would be maybe going somewhere else in the country, as we have. And so be it if we have to go there again.
Yeah, and a 10-team league, Ollie, that throws up, you know, certain situations for you as well that you wouldn't have encountered before in the Premier Division.
Yeah, well, when we were in before, there was 12 teams and we played each three times, which was 33 games, which was an ordeal in itself. But the three, you know, extra games land on Mondays, which means I think you've got 7 or 8 Monday games. And I think there's one period which I'm not quite sure how the fixtures landed, but we've a game against Shamrock Rovers out of the blue on a Monday night when nobody else is playing. Mm-hmm. It means you go Friday, Monday, Friday, Monday, Friday, Monday, which is crazy for a part-time team, but it's great to be in it. And we, you know, we've little to complain about. We'd gladly take that than to have a game once every fortnight or once every week as we had in the last 12 months. Mm.
I think this is your sixth season now as Finn Harps manager, Ollie. Are you still enjoying it? I mean, you still have the passion there?
Look, certainly the off season, no, there's no point in me telling you a lie. You know, it's been tough, you know, physically, you know, maybe a lot of minds on the clock, but myself and Paul Higgerty, and it's difficult, that part of it. But once you get up and running next week, you know, whatever happens, win, lose or draw, obviously is the most, you know, the most more enjoyable part of it, regardless of the result. You know, trying to motivate people to come into the club for the love of it and for maybe an opportunity as opposed to financially rewarding them is difficult and it's wearing. But you can't take one without the other. And look, we're glad that the off-season is almost over.
Yeah. So who do you see challenging then for league honours this year, Ollie? I think you called it right before when Dundalk and Cork said, I suppose they're the obvious choice, but is there anybody else up there able to challenge them?
Well, I'm sure, you know, the likes of Waterford were up there last year. Shamrock Rovers, with what they have, would have to. I said Pats already. I'm sure they will fancy their chances. They gave us a thumping 2 weeks ago in the Brandywell with you know, and have added to it since. They'll fancy their chances, and why wouldn't they? You know, I mean, who do you write off? You know, I certainly think that those group that, you know, you're talking about the top five there that I mentioned. You know, we're hoping that we can battle within the bottom five. And, you know, not drift away and stay in the fight at the bottom and keep the momentum going. And, you know, as I said 2 years ago, if we can stay in it till the last game of the season with something to fight for, but we fell short a game earlier, albeit now 2 years ago.